Our scripture passage this morning is Genesis chapter 5, verses 18 through 24. Genesis chapter 5, 18 through 24. Let us hear God's word. When Jared had lived 162 years, he became the father of Enoch. And after he became the father of Enoch, Jared lived 800 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Jared lived 962 years, and then he died. When Enoch had lived 65 years, he became the father of Methuselah. And after he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Enoch lived 365 years. Enoch walked with God. Then he was no more, because God took him away. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious and Heavenly Father, we come now to you. You have already blessed us greatly this morning, but we ask, Heavenly Father, for the greater blessing, the blessing of your word in our hearts. Through your Holy Spirit, open up our hearts to receive your word, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, people like to tell stories. My dad had this one story he loved to tell over and over again. And we would all be sitting around the dinner table, and he would say, "Did I ever tell you the story about..." And I'd lean to my sister and I'd go, "Here comes the story about the mule." He said, "Have I ever told you about the story about the mule?" "Yeah, Dad, you've told us. Let's hear it again, though. We like it." He said, "Well, other people..." He grew up on a dairy farm, and he said other people had watchdogs to watch over their cattle. He said, "But we didn't. We had a watch mule. And that mule was better than any watchdog, because if anything came on the farm or any person came up to the farm that mule didn't know, that mule would start hee-hawing and louder and hee-haw, hee-haw." And he said that my grandfather Hamer, he said he would grab his shotgun and go outside because he knew something was wrong, because the mule, the watch mule, was letting him know. Now, my dad would tell that, and it would be maybe a couple of weeks more when we're sitting around the dinner table that he would start to tell that same story again. I guess he really liked that. But we liked it. We thought it was funny, and it was just down to earth. And that's what people do. We tell the same stories over and over and over again because we find them very entertaining. We find them very funny and truthful. Even though we've heard it a million times, let's hear the story about the watch mule one more time. Well, people like to do that, but guess what? God likes to do that too. God likes to repeat his stories. Last week we saw that there was this repetition in the scriptures. The scriptures would talk about the people being made in the image of God. But then the Holy Spirit would add, but they're also made in the image of man. And then the repetition of, and so-and-so lived so-and-so many years, and then he died. The repetition of God made in the, of man made in the image of God, man made in the image of man, and then the destination of mankind, and he died. But God likes to add a little bit more flavor to that particular story, because he brings us to the understanding of Enoch. And the repetition is that God and Enoch, they walked together. Now why? Why does that bring such joy to the heart of God when people walk closely with him? We see from chapter 11, it says, "By faith, Abraham, and then by faith, Moses. God loves to talk about the faith of His saints. It is a work of the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit loves to hear us talk about the lives of the saints. Hebrews chapter 11, by faith Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. Enoch walking with God pleases God. Thus, it pleases God to tell you about Enoch. Imagine, if you can, a big family reunion, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, He's sitting there at that big kitchen table, you know, and all the kids are around, and He says, "Have I ever told you about my servant Enoch?" And you can see all the children leaning in so that they can hear every word that Jesus is saying about the saints of old. And He would say, "Enoch walked with me." And you see, He's expressing His pleasure, what He likes. He longs for His saints to remember the work of the saints in the past, because it is the work of Jesus Christ. "This is the blessed man that lived in a wicked generation, and though that generation was wicked and sinful, yet he kept close to Jesus Christ." What a great thing. What a great thing for us to recognize the character of other people. We sometimes teach our children morals because somebody in the past exhibited this particular moral. We might say, "Well, I want you to be honest like old Abe Lincoln." Or, "I want you to be humble like the prophet Moses." We use other people in order to teach our children, be like this person, exhibit this particular characteristic. We bestow honor on those that we want to follow as well as we want our children to follow. But how much more greater an honor for God to recognize His saints. We may recognize them, but it is a greater honor that Jesus Christ recognized them. God wanted all the generations to come, all the way to us. He wanted us to remember that Enoch was a man who walked with God. What will be your legacy when you stand there before the throne of Christ? What is your legacy? Will everybody kind of looking over Jesus' shoulder, you know, and say, "Oh, here comes one. He walked with Christ his entire life. Oh, here comes another one." They all walked with Christ. But what does that mean, to walk with God? Well, the phrase "walking with God" is expressed in the Scriptures in various other phases, and they all have the same meaning. Let me read to you a couple of them. In Genesis chapter 17, God tells Abraham, "I am God Almighty, walk before me and be blameless." Psalm 116, "I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living." In 2 Kings chapter 20, King Hezekiah, when told to get his house in order because he was getting ready to die, he pleads with the Lord and he says, "Lord, remember how I have walked before you faithfully and with devotion, and have done what is good in your eyes." But this next one is kind of the clincher. It'll get you. 1 Kings chapter 2. There is this discussion going on between King David and his son Solomon. And King David, he addresses the idea of masculinity. He's not excluding the women, but in this particular passage, he's directing his words to Solomon about masculinity. And he says, David says to Solomon, "So be strong. Show yourself a man. Observe what the Lord your God requires. Walk in his ways and keep his decrees and commands, his laws and requirements, as written in the law of Moses, so that you may prosper in all you do and wherever you go, and that the Lord may keep his promises to you. If your descendants watch how they live, and if they walk faithfully before me with all their heart and soul and mind, you will never fail to have a man on the throne in Israel." Thus, what we find is that the scriptural idea of walking with Christ is that you trust him. You trust his word. You take God at his word, his promises. You do what he says. This is what the scriptures say. Enoch was commended as one who pleased God, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. The prophet Jude tells us of Enoch, and he says Enoch was a prophet, and it refers to the fact that he was faithful in the midst of great opposition. Parents, how many times have you had to ask your children to do something, and most of the time their response was, "Why? Why do I have to do that?" And your response is, "Because I told you so." Other people say that, not just me. That's good to know. "Because I told you so." But on those rare occasions, when you tell your child to do something and they don't argue, they don't question, they just get up and go do it, those are pleasant times. They may be few, but they are pleasant times. It's great. The scripture says that Enoch walked by faith before God, meaning that he took God at his word, and then he went and did what God would have him do. Scriptures don't say that Enoch understood everything about his situation, but it does say that he walked with God and he did what God said to do. In the midst of affliction, he agreed with God's assessment and did what God had to say. Walking with God pleases God. You cannot walk with God to please him if you're not going to do what he says. We don't have to know the ifs, ands, or buts of the whole situation. Very seldom do we know exactly and completely everything that has happened. But we know exactly and completely what God has told us to do. Sometimes it's to stand and be counted. Other times it is to be humble and forgive. Whatever it may be, we only need to do what God says to do. We only need to trust the who of the situation. Not the what of the situation, but the who of the situation. Who has providentially brought this situation into your life? Who's in control? Just because you're not in control does not mean that things are out of control. Who has called us to obey? Who has called us to trust him? Who has called us to walk and be intimate with him? It is the Lord Jesus Christ, the God of the covenant. He is the one who has sacrificed all things for us and all things to the glory of God. He deserves that we walk with him, that we love him with all of our heart, mind, body, soul, and strength. God loves repeating for us the names of the saints and of their walk with Christ. On that day that we stand face to face before Christ, I pray that others will look at us and say, he or she walked with Christ every day of their life. Let's pray. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus Christ and for his faithfulness. We thank you that he walked with you in order that we may walk with you. Oh, Father God, we pray that the characteristic of Christ, of him being faithful to God, that we would be the same way. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's prepare ourselves for the sacrament as we stand and sing hymn number 87, stanzas 1 through 4. Hymn number 87, stanzas 1 through 4.